We're talking about the paper industry here in Wisconsin on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. So when you think of paper, it may be that ream of office paper sitting next to the printer. But what about the wrapper holding your peanut butter cup? That's paper. As is the cardboard and brown paper packaging around that Amazon delivery at your door. New analysis says pulp and paper was an $18 billion industry last year and the fifth largest manufacturing sector in our state. Do you work in the industry? What's your job? What do you want to share about working in paper? Do you live near a mill? What's that been like? How do you see paper mills handling their waste? Join in at 800-642-1234. Paul Fowler is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology at UW-Stevens Point, and he's been at the helm since this institute launched in 2010, helping businesses develop products that make sustainable use of natural resources. Paul, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
Well, your institute prepared this 111-page report on the economic conditions of pulp and paper. This was a report for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. You've been around this industry a long time. What stood out to you? What surprised you in the numbers?
Well, I think what surprised us was the fact that we talk about Wisconsin being the paper state, and I think the really standout number is over 30,000 men, women working in the paper manufacturing industry. That's in paper mills, but it's also those downstream industries that process the large rolls of paper coming out of mills. We call them converters. So between the converters, about 20,000 people, another 10,000 people working in the mills. Those numbers help to substantiate the claim that Wisconsin is the number one paper-making state in the nation. And also, I think what stood out was it's not number one by a small amount. It's far and away the largest paper-making state.
Oh, Pennsylvania is about number two, is that right?
Right, number two with just shy of 23,000 employees. So Wisconsin, about 30% ahead in terms of employee numbers. In terms of labor, wages, $2.6 billion of wages paid in Wisconsin versus about 1.5, 1.6 in Pennsylvania.
Have we always been a leader in the industry like this?
Pretty much. I think there's a sense maybe that the industry in Wisconsin was in some sort of decline. But these numbers, I think, resolutely show the number one position of the industry.
Paul, what are the most common paper products made in Wisconsin?
Well, I think what's interesting from the study is that there's a really diverse sort of mix of paper products made. So we're familiar with printing and writing grades, right? Those are the ones that capture the headlines. But there's also a lot of corrugated cardboard, containerboard, cartonboard, tissue and towel. So that's things like bathroom tissue and paper towels and so on. And then a really substantial chunk of what we call specialties. And those are the really specific grades that Wisconsin really excels at making. They go into a range of different industrial applications with very specific performance uses.
Sounds like we're pretty diversified.
Diversity, I think, gives us some strength as well. That mix of production tells us that we're not really overweight in any one particular sort of grade of paper, which leaves us in a good position.
So when you look at the paper and the specialty papers, where is the industry seeing growth? Where do you see upward movement?
Well, I think there's growth really in containerboard. That's in, as you mentioned at the start of the piece, the brown cardboard boxes that arrive on pretty much everyone's doorstep on a daily basis. The industry is being responsive to producing more and more of that material. We're seeing growth in specialty, and we're also seeing some growth in tissue and towel, too.
We're looking at the pulp and paper industry with Paul Fowler. He's Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology at UW-Stevens Point. And his institute recently prepared a report on the industry for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Do you work in Wisconsin's paper industry? What's your job and where do you work? Are you part of a union? What should people know about the industry? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Steve now, joining us from Oshkosh. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. What is your attachment to the paper industry?
Well, I've worked for Applin Papers, which is now known as Appian, for the last 19 years now.
What's your story like? What has that 19 years been like for you?
Well, I moved here and I didn't even know about the industry. Got hired and started working at the mill, which is an experience in itself. And then just the ups and downs with recession that hit and being laid off. And then Appian's story is, you know, we fell on the hard times and was a little mismanaged and ended up in bankruptcy, and now we're slowly working our way out of it. So it's been a ride.
Yeah, it's been a ride, and you've been there for ups and downs now. What is your job specifically, if I may ask?
I work on a rewinder. I'm converting rolls into, as your guest said, specialty. Most of the product is thermal-based. It's point of sale, like that receipt you get at a gas station, to ticket in, ticket out, plane tickets, anything that we can get a niche in. And the receipt you get at Vegas, which no longer uses poker chips, we make that. You know, anything, you know, we process anything we can.
Well, Steve, thank you. Yeah, thank you for your story. Paul, it sounds like Steve has gone through the ups and downs of his particular company. And you've said the industry seemed to be in decline, but maybe that's not the case anymore. What do you hear in Steve's story?
Well, I think it's reflective of what was happening at the start of the Great Recession. So in the 3 years after 2008, 2009, the industry lost about 10% of its employees. What we've seen, though, since about 2012, 2013, is a real leveling off in terms of those job losses. And in fact, our latest numbers are showing something of an uptick as companies are starting to rehire. So it's been a really sort of tumultuous kind of time in the industry, but we're describing the position now sort of as a new normal in terms of employee numbers. But we also see a lot of transformational change ahead as the industry responds and becomes proactive to sort of mega trends that are happening around the globe, around e-commerce, which we've talked about already, the container boards, around food packaging. A huge shift towards convenience food preparation and food service, where the industry is responding in terms of packaging papers and food service goods, and then the undeniable anti-plastic sentiment that has sort of swept around the globe in the last 18 months or so. Opportunities to innovate there as well. So I understand that there were some really tricky, tragic times for families over the last. Over the last decade and more, but I think the industry is really kind of stepping up and responding to some of these mega trends as I just described.
We're checking in on the paper industry with Paul Fowler as our guide. He directs the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology, and his organization recently prepared a report on the economic contribution of pulp and paper in our state. Do you employ paper mill workers? What do you think about Wisconsin's role in the industry? How have you seen the paper industry evolve? What do you think about the waste that comes from paper mills and how it's handled? Be part of the conversation, 800-642-1234, to share your story. Tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll get back to this in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. We're getting a read on how the paper industry is doing here on The Morning Show. I'm Kedar Chirkent. By the numbers, our state had 34 paper mills last year, employing about 30,000 people, soundly leading the nation by many metrics. The industry is a powerful force at the Capitol as well. Recall last year, Kimberly Clark, after a proposed $100 million incentive package was defeated, Governor Walker approved a scaled-back package giving Kimberly-Clark a $28 million tax cut to help save its Fox Crossing plant. Here's Governor Walker in December talking with the press.
Our focus all along had really been about this plant and these operations here, not only for the employees, but because we understood that this was the most viable part of their operations, and this is a strong and growing part of the consumer market.
Do you work in a community with a paper mill? Have you experienced the closure of a mill? How did it affect your town? 800-642-1234 to join in. Paul Fowler directs the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology, and he stays with us. Paul, we just heard from Governor Scott Walker there in December. Why did lawmakers reject the former governor's $100 million proposal for Kimberly-Clark last year?
Oh, I could not speak to that. I don't know why they rejected it.
Well, why isn't it important, though, that lawmakers really pay attention to issues when they see a Kimberly-Clark saying, you know what, we're going to pull back on a mill, we're going to draw down workers, what kind of impact does that have on a community?
So I think that lawmakers should look across the industry as a whole, right, and enact legislation which is going to be supportive of the entire industry. What I think is really stood out from our report was the number of mills that are in rural communities where one mill or one facility has a really substantial impact on a community. Maybe the single largest employer in a community. And so I think it's important then to recognize that there are market forces driving the outputs of those mills, but to understand the knock-on effect that a mill closure could have.
What kind of effect could a mill closure have on a rural community?
Well, we recognize that we talk about the number of direct jobs, those 30,000 men and women that are employed within the industry. The indirect jobs, the transportation, the commercial loggers that support those mills, another 30,000 or so employees supporting those industries. So for every job that you would lose there, another job would be lost in those indirect. But then there's also the so-called induced impacts. Those are the businesses that are providing restaurant services, retail, and so on that support those jobs too. Mills, remember, are on the whole, large employers, 400 or 500 members, headcounts in some of those establishments. So, if it's in a small town, then a really significant impact if one were to close.
You've said companies are seeing workers near retirement age. How much of the industry is made up of these workers that are closing in on retirement?
Okay, so the mean age, about 47.9 years old, median age. And so we spoke to a lot of industry leaders in the process of pulling together this report, and we heard numbers of 15 to 25% retirement forecasts over the next sort of 10, 15 years. So it's a significant challenge, not just for the paper industry, but for all industry and business in Wisconsin.
So how is the state, how are these mills working to attract new talent?
Well, in a number of ways. I think mills are getting better at telling their stories. They're offering well-paying jobs. The state is supporting the paper science and chemical engineering program here at UW Stevens Point. It can always do more. It's the only paper science chemical engineering program combined in the state, and that program continues to put out highly trained graduates with 100% placement into the industry.
100% placement, a guaranteed job.
Right. And those starting salaries anywhere from $60,000, $70,000, up to $80,000.
We're talking with Paul Fowler. He is director of the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology at UW Stevens Point. Still time for your story in the paper industry, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Paul, with so many paper mills across the country and even globally, You were talking about trends earlier. What is the competition like for these mills in order to be lean and get their products out at the lowest cost possible?
Well, I think that is absolutely the key, is getting products out at the lowest cost possible. And so the competition, there is some foreign competition. There's a little bit of buffering for Wisconsin companies being in the Midwest. Companies out on the East Coast and the West Coast maybe do feel a little bit more of the foreign competition because of their closeness to the ports. So there is a little bit of a buffer there. Nevertheless, competing on a global stage, an issue of, I guess, some aged infrastructure here in the state. But we're seeing some pretty significant investments going into to at least begin to correct some of that aging infrastructure issues with the new mill project by Green Bay Packaging, investments announced by ND Paper at the Behring plant in Wisconsin, near Wisconsin Rapids.
Right. Well, last month, the company Georgia Pacific was supposed to take steps toward a major expansion in Green Bay, but plans were put on hold. And I think that was a century-old mill there. What is the status of those types of plans as we look at these paper mills that are a century old?
The only thing I know about the status is what I read in the press, and I think that Georgia Pacific reported that they did not postpone the project indefinitely. They still wanted to keep the application in with the government. I suspect they're looking at market forces. I said at the outset that tissue and towel are growing commodities, and we're seeing investments in other states, Georgia Pacific in Alabama, European companies putting up greenfield, building on greenfield sites, putting up new tissue mills. So I guess they're looking at what is the capacity in the market and so on.
When you say building on greenfield sites, what do you mean by that?
I'm saying that new mills are being built in the United States on not refurbished mills, but new plants from the ground up. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you see on the technology front when it comes to contamination and how mills dispose of wastewater?
Well, we've seen a lot of progress over the last decade or so. The report really looks at the economic contribution of the mills. So we didn't spend a whole lot of time looking at the environmental aspects. But regulations enacted since 2010 have really shown huge improvements in air quality coming out of mills and impacting water quality too in a good way.
So what are researchers and industry leaders, maybe even lawmakers, working on right now to help the paper industry thrive in Wisconsin?
I think, you know, it's about a lot of it is about innovation. A lot of it is around just infrastructure, being able to transport materials efficiently, innovation around those huge opportunities for packaging, for food packaging, for performance materials. The so-called PFAS have caught the attention over the last sort of 6 months, 12 months or so, and companies innovating new coatings that are free from fluorine to provide the oil and grease resistance for paper products that are going into quick serve restaurants, fast food restaurants, and so on.
And as we start to wrap up here, what about the trees that go into making paper? Is there a ready supply here in the Midwest of the raw material?
Well, you know, that raw material mix is kind of changing. You may have heard of China's national sword policy, which essentially banned the import of recycled goods in the last couple of years or so, which has led to a huge supply of things like old corrugated carton boards, mixed paper, domestic supply which we didn't used to have, and so the fiber mix, the trees versus recycled, is kind of changing in Wisconsin. Number of mill conversions are converting to the use of recycled paper, so that is going to shift that balance, but you can't recycle paper indefinitely. You always need that virgin source of of trees, and so the fiber basket is there, but we're tracking how that mix changes and looking at how we innovate to keep that commercial logging industry robust over the next few years.
Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Paul Fowler is director of the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology at UW-Stevens Point. Coming up, AmeriCorps members contribute hundreds of thousands of hours in Wisconsin each year. And now AmeriCorps is getting a boost in federal funding. What questions do you have about AmeriCorps projects? Have you worked on an AmeriCorps project in the past? What kind of service did you provide? Join in with your story, 800-642-1234. We'll talk about AmeriCorps after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.